Hi everyone, this is Anna Brandt, and in today's podcast, I'm actually going to introduce another podcast that I had done for another channel, www.beginnerphotographypodcast.com. That's www.beginnerphotographypodcast.com. And I recently recorded a podcast for them. They had asked to interview me because that they wanted to introduce to their audience a newborn photographer. And so they were very interested in how I began, as their audience is geared more towards beginners, and where my journey started. And I thought I would just do a mini podcast of my own to not only mention that podcast, but also to remind my audience and my listeners that we all start somewhere. You know, I've been a photographer now professionally for 18 years, and a lot of people look at my life now and wonder, how do I do it all? How do I manage three kids? How do I manage multiple businesses? How do I travel around the world? And most importantly, do I sleep? And I constantly am reminding people almost every single day that my life didn't start this way. My business didn't start this way. It was definitely an evolution. And I want to also encourage people to just be patient in the process. It is definitely a journey, and it is almost impossible to really truly predict where your business is going to go, how you're going to evolve, and where the different roads are going to take you. There's so many different factors, whether or not you have children. When you do have children, what kind of demands do they have on your life? As children do, but some children demand more attention than others. Where is your business going to go? Where is the economy going to go? Where is our environment going to go? Where is technology going to go? You just have no idea. And I have to tell you, over the 18 years, technology has changed over and over and over again. You know, over my career, you know, I've seen everything from floppy disks to CDs to flash drives, and who knows where the next 10 years are going to take me. When I started, there wasn't any social media. Websites were just beginning. I had been a web designer in my former life, so I had a little bit of an advantage over other people, and I feel like I still do because I've just been around that environment for so long, the web world meaning. But, you know, everybody grows and evolves at a different time in their life. And you just can't compare someone else's journey to your journey. You know, you may look at someone else's life and think, well, why are they further along than I am? And why are they doing this? And, you know, I could say the same thing. I could look at other people, you know, who have been around a long time and think, gosh, what have they done? You know, recently I was in New Orleans teaching a workshop, and the studio I was in was amazing. And the photographer, I believe, has been around for, I think, 12 years. And she built this studio. And so the first thing I thought was, well, why didn't I build the studio? And what have I done, you know, in the past 12 years? And, you know, part of me was so jealous. Like, I want a studio like this. I want to build my own. Why haven't I done that? You know, and I was joking to my videographer, saying all these things. And he's like, well, Anna, look at what you've done. And you didn't have time to build a studio. You were raising three children and, you know, building a clothing brand and traveling. And, you know, she wasn't. So she had time to build her studio. And so it's like, you just can't compare yourself. Even if you take three other photographers being in business the exact same time that you've been in business and wonder, well, how come they're doing this? And how come I'm not doing this? Because I'm pretty sure they're probably doing the same with you. And that just proves that we all have different journeys. You know, actors and actresses could say the same thing. You know, many of them could be acting for 30 years before people recognize them. And then you take a new actor, and why does that new actor come to stardom almost immediately? You know, it just, everything is in our time and in our place, and much of it is not in our control. It's circumstances around us and things happening. Tragedies happening, losses in our life. All of this affects who we are, how we build our business, and where we're going. And I really hope you listen to the podcast that I did for the beginningpodcast.com, the photographerbeginningpodcast.com, because it you know, shows what I've done and how I've done it. And I don't want to do a whole other podcast at this time because I think the interview was done very well. And I think I've answered a lot of the questions that a lot of people ask me, like, where did I get started and how did I get started and was I educated and, you know, how did I get start doing pregnancy and what did I do? You know, the journey that I've come across isn't finished. There's so much more that I want to do. There's so much more that I feel I need to push myself. You know, a lot of people may look at my backlighting images and say, oh, did you ever do low key images or high key images? And I often laugh because when I started, it was mostly black and white and it was film. And I was so immersed in black and white photography that my entire studio walls were black frames, white mats, black and white images. Three walls. I didn't have a big studio when I started. And that was kind of my thing. When I got my first studio, I was pregnant with Olivia. And so my mom came from New York to help me decorate my walls. And we decided we were going to fill the walls with these black frames and white mats. And it was gorgeous. It looked like a beautiful gallery. And I remember this family coming in, looking around, going, do you do color photography? We're interested in color family photos. And I was like, of course. And in my mind, I was so shocked that they had even asked that because I used to do color photography all the time. And then when I started studying black and white, I just immersed myself in black and white film. And I couldn't believe that nobody would think that I would do color. But how would they know? They hadn't seen my color work. They're only seeing my black and white work. So then began the next journey of showing more color family, producing more color work. The economy was booming. Everybody wanted color family photos outside for the big family photo over the fireplace. And I worked really hard to do that. When I went to a bigger studio, I decided to make a black and white wall and then make a color wall. And that really helped my clients' visuals because they could walk in and see, oh, I like this black and white work, but I like her color work. And of course, I learned to separate my galleries over the years and make them more unique to show the different work. And so now people will look at my backlighting work and go, did you ever do black background? Or do you ever do this? Or do you ever do that? And I just kind of smile to myself. Of course, over the years I've done just about every single lighting style. I took, you know, several intensive lighting workshops and studied different types of lighting. But, you know, like everything, we have different phases. And, you know, you could go through a high key phase and then go through a light key phase and that low key phase and then focus on outdoor work. And, you know, there's going to be so many different areas that you're going to peek at and thrive at. I think at the end of the day, your style remains true to who you are and your visions and what you see. But most of all, I just want to encourage you to just be patient. Be patient in your process. Be patient in your evolution. Realize that you're going to evolve at your time, at your pace, and what's right for you. Do your best to not compare yourselves to others. I know it's so hard with social media. It really is. We never think we're good enough. We never think we're perfect enough, myself included. We're always our worst critics. But all we can do is just try to do the best that we can and just try to work 150% and try to stay true to who we are, because copying others isn't true to who we are. We can be inspired by others, but we don't want to copy others. You can be inspired by an image. There's nothing wrong with that. But then try and make it your own. Try to say, gosh, I love that image. Why do I love that image? Is it something about the light? Is it something about the location? Think really hard about why you like that image. And then the next time you go out and shoot, inspire yourself and think maybe you need to look at different locations. Maybe you need to look at different lighting. But rather than try to copy the exact pose or the exact outfit, be more inspired by it. Start writing things down and keep a journal and write down tasks and to-dos and, you know, get yourself motivated and think of what is it that you want to do now and what is it that you want to do tomorrow. Most importantly, every day, try to think about how you can make your business just a little bit better than yesterday. I believe it's small baby steps, and I believe it's constantly fine-tuning and perfecting your own work and your own vision. And sometimes it's just one task list a day. And I think if you work on the small baby steps, you'll see that when you look back 5-10 years from now, you're going to look at how you've evolved. And you're going to probably, hopefully, tell yourself, good job, and thanks for sticking on the path. And tell yourself you're amazing and you're going to get better and better, just like fine wine. My name is Anna Brandt. I hope you enjoyed this little podcast, and I hope that you listen to the other podcast that interviewed me. Make sure you check out www.beginnerphotographypodcast.com. Thank you for listening.